Slacker and Steve on demand.
It is time for other people's problems. And we have a woman who has some sort of holiday related drama. Catherine?
Yai.
Tell us what's going on.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh. Aww. Thanksgiving is the problem?
No, it's the Thanksgiving dinner and me having to cook it specifically. I don't want to this year. I want to take a break. So, I mean, I'm a good cook. I'm going to say this in my own, defense.
Okay.
I think most of my family would agree. And I do a pretty elaborate Thanksgiving dinner. I have for years. I have a day set aside for getting the food and a day for prep and setting the table. And then, pretty much all of Thanksgiving is spent cooking. And my kids help me, my boys are great. They're 8 and 9 and they're really good prep cooks and they're learning to be good cooks. But
are you like the house that neighbors come to, family, cousins?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Everybody.
You're like the big deal.
We feed 30 people.
Whoa.
And I mean, I love it. It is really rewarding, but also by the end of the day, it doesn't even smell good to me. And I kind of just want some toast and I just thought this year we could do something different, not have people over and order food that somebody else had cooked.
Nice.
And I could sit down. And my husband is just throwing a fit. I mean, a proper fit. And this is odd to me because he doesn't do any of the cooking. He'll pick up the wine and the beer, but he doesn't touch the food.
Okay. If he can't force you to do it.
He can't, but he can make my life. He's kind of guilting me by being but the kids and our nieces and nephews and, mom and dad are old and, it's a tradition and, but this is so special. And, I cry at dog food commercials, so it's very easy to make me feel I'm taking something away from everybody, and I don't want to do that.
No, they're taking you for granted is what they're
absolutely
doing. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I mean, nobody's ever offered to step up and go, hey, how about this year we take this off your plate?
No. Okay. I mean, people do bring stuff, but most of it I do. It's possible that, maybe I'm a little bit of a control freak, but, I do a lot of it. All of it, mostly.
In fact, if it wasn't for you, none of those people would have a Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they need something, but it wouldn't be. I mean, I put on a pretty great Thanksgiving.
So what are you asking us? I mean, I guess
I'm asking for permission not to do, or how do I just tell my husband I don't want to? I'm tired.
I'm so tired. And I can't believe he's not respecting that.
He's acting like a 12-year-old.
What about the kids?
It's about you.
Of course it's about him. But it's such an easy scapegoat.
I love how he slops it over on everyone else.
What about the cousins?
Right, what are they going to do?
Catherine, have you given any thought to just not doing it?
And not telling anyone not do it?
Yeah.
Just wake up that morning.
I'm afraid that they would show up. And then there would be 30 hungry people at my house. I mean,
I know, but don't you think, there is a point where does he wake up in the morning and go, oh my God, the turkey smells great. And then he would wake up and go, wow, I can't even smell the turkey yet. And you would be like,
that's
what
true.
Turkey?
Exactly.
I didn't buy a turkey. I told you weeks ago that I didn't want to do this.
And he's like, what?
I think I might have made him think that food magically appears in his life.
Yep.
Just because I love to cook.
Right.
It's not like I'm a 1950s. Housewife. I am a pretty emancipated woman, but I really love to cook. It's an art form for me. It makes me happy, but I might have created this situation for myself because it's something I enjoy, and now I don't want to do it this year, and I'm not sure he understands.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not getting it,
food.
Yeah, and but you said you have two boys too, and he played the but our boys won't have Thanksgiving cards.
They'll still get food.
Right, from somewhere, right?
And I'm like, yeah, but our boys cook too. They're working with me. They would be pretty psyched to
So what would you
Terminator in, and you know eat pizza?
In a perfect world, would you rather just you don't want any of that type of food? You'd rather go to a restaurant that day. You'd rather order pizza. What do you want? Because I mean we're gonna get women, I think, calling.
Oh yeah,
saying, I feel this, but how do you, if no one else is offering to take it on their shoulders, and it is kind of the 11th hour at this point for you to send a blanket email going, hey, if you guys were all planning on showing up at my house.
Not happening.
But what do you want? Just to not cook, or do you have another idea?
I just want not to cook and not to have to get dressed up and not to have to put on makeup and maybe to wear my pajamas all day and just to be with my family. Like just the four of us and the dogs.
And eat what? I'm not trying to be your husband. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, you know, I'd be very happy, I'm sure. But like, I don't care what we eat as long as I don't cook it. It can be frozen pizza.
There it is. Nice, Catherine.
Wow.
I have never said that in my life. I've never said that. I made my kids baby food and they are 20 months apart.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Okay,
but
so
I don't care this year.
Right?
You're just
You're
done. I mean,
good
when you're
you.
Burnt out on something,
you're done. Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't want to even see a cranberry.
Good for you, Catherine.
Yeah. You're allowed to do this, but it's there's I don't want to be the guy, but there's it's not just one ungrateful husband.
There's a lot of expectations.
Yes,
a lot
there's
of
20
forward to,
20 some mouths that want to be.
What if I buy a lot of food and donate it to a soup kitchen or a needy family, and then I send the blanket email out and I say, I donated this food in your name, so I did a good thing, and now I'm just.
Oh my God.
Dang.
They're going to be like, great, but what are we eating on Thursday?
I know.
Because you're the go to. It's kind of late to be canceling it, but like, okay, it's your prerogative to do this.
It is. And I think there's a lot of moms listening right now that are your biggest cheerleader, Catherine.
Hang on, Catherine. We're going to figure out if we can cancel this or not.
So she has to give the family a heads up and all these other people
are
no.
You have to. You can't just cancel.
They all come in and descend upon.
If it's tradition that it's always at Catherine's house.
Then they have to do, she has got to do this now.
Yeah, it's almost too late.
Yes.
Like I already, the people are already contacting me going, is it cool? And if I wasn't going to do it, I have to tell them already.
Because you do the same thing.
I go crazy, but I love it. But I get it. There is a point where if you've ever been to my house at Thanksgiving, I don't eat that much because I've been around it all damn day. And I'm like, everybody's like, oh my God, it smells so good. It's like, yeah, but I've been smelling it since 5 this morning and I'm over it.
To you, it's just kind of work at that point.
But I enjoy bringing the joy to other people. But if there was a year where I was tired of that or my spouse was ungrateful for it.
That would pee me off to no end.
He's just like doing the like,
you
he doesn't help.
At all. He buys the wine.
Good for you. That's 5 minutes.
They're all ungrateful takers.
Yes. And you get to a point where you're like,
I'm just done.
It's not going to happen, so I don't know what you're going to do, but that's not the spirit of the season.
Right.
So what can Catherine do to get out of being the go-to place for Thanksgiving? Michelle?
Yay.
What do you think? Have you been through this burnout?
Yes. Actually, and my mother-in-law experienced it, and it was terrible because she became a very angry and resentful hostess.
Oh,
and so then it kind of tainted dinner in a way. So what I would recommend is something that we've been doing it for 13 years, and we do a potluck Thanksgiving. So one brother-in-law brings a smoked turkey, one brings a deep fried turkey, we do the oven fried, a sister brings the mashed potatoes, another one brings stuffing. Everybody brings something, even if it's cranberry sauce in a can. Somebody brings.
Yeah, there's Steve.
What?
He was just telling me off air a few minutes ago. He's like, dude, you know, I know you take a lot of time to make your cranberries, but I just want the can. Like, then go buy your own damn can.
Why do you have to make it into a sauce when
because
it's already can shape?
Because it's not supposed to be gelatinous.
It's supposed to be in that can shape, right?
Dude, that is funny because I do remember as a child, like, chopping off a. Can I have another slice of cranberries? No, that's a good idea, Michelle. Like,
yeah, Paca,
the
way,
other
everybody...
thing, though, is it sounds like the caller wants everything to be Martha Stewart perfect.
Yeah.
She does have to give that up. I had to give it up. I set the table, so that's the way I want. But sometimes the mashed potatoes might not be piping hot by the time they get served because everyone's having fun and relaxing. And that's the whole point of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Thank you.
Good for you guys.
I hate potlucks.
Well,
because then you use too much sage and you use too much onions and there's no...
goes up.
It's like, I need to be coming to your house going, nope. And fried onion, that stupid bean fried onion thing, nobody likes that. Just, blah. Nope. Okay. Marina.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that the whole family should just go volunteer at a soup kitchen and teach them what giving thanks is about.
Nice. Now we're talking.
And then when those 30 people all start showing up at the house, there's just a note that says, meet us down at the mission downtown.
Boom.
Like, hey, if you want food,
or send
that's
a mass email and say, this is what we're doing this year. Come or don't come. I mean,
love where your head's at.
That way you don't look like you're... Because you know what I think she's mostly concerned about? Looking lazy.
Yep.
And looking like she doesn't care.
Yep.
Then you still say, I'm willing to work my butt off that day.
Just for these people over here.
Who will be grateful.
And actually need it.
Right.
Yes.
As opposed to the rest of you 27 fools who for the last 10 years just roll in and go, yeah, the turkey's a little dry this year, huh?
Bunch of takers.
Yeah. Vampires.
There it is.
Yeah. A lesson in humility would go a long way.
And you're coming with us.
Yes. That's a really good idea, Marina. Thank you for the call. I mean,
boom.
How do you?
You can't.
There's no defense.
You can't.
Elizabeth.
Yay.
What do you think?
You know what? Make it a PJ Thanksgiving. Have everybody show up in their PJs. Have the kids join in. Make it a potluck Thanksgiving.
Another
have
potluck. But then PJs. So if you make it PJs, I think that you've got the same sense that everybody's gotten from her. If you make it PJs, then she'll lower her expectations about the food. Because the way she talked, I mean, the other woman said, this woman's fully Martha Stewart. I mean, she's like, no, I'm a really good cook. And my kids have become very good prep cooks. So she runs her kitchen like a kitchen.
Sous chefs.
Yeah, she's like, listen, that's not your job. You chop. That's all you do is chop. Your sauces, okay? Like, so, but if you make it a PJ day, then it gives that potluck a little more of a better feel.
I like that, too.
Because then,
it doesn't necessarily make it into a kind of Thanksgiving because I understand it's a potluck, but you're still bringing all the foods, and it's all about family. It's all about gathering. It's all about being grateful. What is me showing up and I just went and got this outfit for tonight? No, and then the husband. I understand. I've been married a whole lot of years, 30 years, and I've been doing the same thing ever since I had my first son. We all pitch in. You bring to the table what you can do. The guy, hey, honey, you don't want to do it? Fine. Hey, let me go out and get the beer. Let me go out and get the wine. You.
That's one trip to Applejack. That's not that hard.
Don't they deliver for free?
If you're in the Denver Metro, for free, if you spend $100 or more. No, but for real. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like... I don't want to get into the whole dynamic, but like women clean the inside, guys do the landscaping. In some sort of way, that sort of evens itself out. But guys, if you've gotten by for years going, but honey, I do all the booze.
Yeah.
Bruh, that's not that hard.
No, right?
It's not. Yeah, but Tom likes the Mexican beers and then I can never tell if your mom wants a Riesling or a... It's still 20 minutes at the store, dude.
Yes.
That's it. You don't get to, oh, but I did the... Kelly?
Hi, yay.
What do you think?
So we did the whole cooking thing for the whole family forever. I mean, that was the tradition. You cook, everyone comes over, you feed everyone. It was a whole ordeal. And it was me, my mom, and my grandma. And last year, we decided that we didn't want to anymore. It was too much work. There was too much that goes into it. And by the end of the day, we're not enjoying ourselves. So... we looked into places that were open on Thanksgiving, and one of them is the casinos. They do all you can.
Ta-da!
That's right!
The casino.
Duh!
Do they have turkey and stuff on the buffet?
They have everything. They have salmon, they have turkey, they have ham, they have potatoes.
Dude, if I'm not mistaken, Miles Standish set up some sort of... some sort of baccarat table.
Pre-card poker.
Yes,
thing.
It was something. Nothing screams Thanksgiving.
Well.
Like blackjack.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.